Yeah, we have already completed the midterm portion, right? Now we are going to start your end term portion, which is the fifth chapter, that is a financial statement called cash flow statement. As per GAAP, GAAP requires three financial statements. One is the revenue statement, second one is the balance sheet, and third one is the cash flow statement. In your end term portion, your chapter starts from cash flow statement. This statement, as you are aware of the remaining two statements, that is revenue statement and the balance sheet. Now this statement, the cash flow statement, is prepared by the company in order to know the actual flow of cash in the overall operations of the business. The actual flow of cash, whether it is inflow or outflow, we have to see that in during the whole year's operations, business operation, whether the operation, whether you have incurred the expense for operating, investing and financing. There are three different activities in which the company incurs some expenses, incurs some money. They are operating activity means production and sale. Second, investing activity means buying and selling of assets. And financing activity means raising the fund by share capital and borrowed fund. So there are three activities during the year. In the whole year, we need to know how much cash inflow and outflow has taken place. Cash. Now it is very much necessary for us to know the cash inflow. Why it is necessary and why we are calculating cash flow statement separately? Because you know we are following in accounts accrual concept. I think you are familiar with the accrual concept. According to the accrual concept, we record all the expense as and when they are incurred. We don't see when it is paid. We record the expense. We have to record the expenses as and when they are incurred. Don't wait for the actual payment in cash. Similarly, we used to record all the income as and when they are earned. Don't see whether you have received or not. So because of that, at the end of the year, whatever flow means whatever fund is showing, it is that suppose you earn in a year, you have earned 400 crores of profit. But that 400 crores is not actual cash, right? I want to know my liquidity position. I want to know my liquidity position. In order to know my liquidity position, in order to why we need to know the liquidity position, in order to plan out that whether the company is going to suffer a deficit of cash in future or they are going to enjoy surplus. If they are enjoying surplus, then they may go for some investment proposal so that they can multiply the surplus cash in an effective way. So use the efficient surplus in an efficient way, in a appropriate way, so that we can earn with that some surplus cash. If we are suffering a shortage of cash or deficit of cash in future, we may arrange for such deficit by way of loan, short term loan or long term loan. All that decision making can be done only when you know the cash flow position of the business. So since we are not only following cash accrual concept, we are following accrual concept. According to that, we write all the expense, whether it is paid in cash or incurred, both the expenses are recorded. We write all the income which is earned this year, whether you received or not, it is recorded. So at the end of the year, whatever income we are getting, suppose 400 crores is my net profit, that 400 crores may not be the cash. Out of that, how much cash is there? So in this whole operation during the year, 5000 crores, there is flow of fund. Out of that, how much is in cash? That I have to find out for various important decisions to be made by the company with the help of this statement. So for that purpose, cash flow statement is prepared. For that purpose, to know the inflow and outflow exactly in that 5000 crores, how much is the inflow of cash and outflow of cash. In order to know that, we prepare cash flow statement. So statement of cash flow translate earnings into income statement into cash inflows. Earnings is calculated into cash inflows, shows how goods is in the firm is realizing adequate cash from its main operating business, and reveals if firm needs to look outside for other sources of finance. In order to know whether company is in shortage of fund or surplus of fund, if they are suffering shortage of fund, they may go for outside sources of finance. So in order to know all these things, we prepare cash flow statement. Now, this cash flow statement, the definition of cash includes, when I use the word cash, I need to know cash flow. The definition of cash includes both cash currency and bank account balance and cash equivalent. When I use the word cash flow, I doesn't mean only the cash, but it can be cash, the currency and the bank account balance and cash equivalent items. For example, cash equivalent items were short-term highly liquid instrument maturing not more than 90 days. Very important. Short-term, which is a cash instrument, equivalent instrument, which is treated as cash flow. The short-term investment, which is going to mature within 90 days. Within 90 days. Treasure bills, short-term certificate deposits, right? Then commercial papers. All these are equivalent to cash because this type of assets can be liquefied very easily. So we have to see when we are measuring the cash flow statement, cash equivalence is also considered in that. We will consider treasure bills, short term certificates of deposits and commercial papers. Okay. Now statement of cash flow is used for investors and creditors. Now why statement of cash flow is prepared? I have already explained. Evaluate management's ability to manage cash now and in the near future. Right, assess the company's ability to pay dividend and to pay to creditors. Means they can find out with the help of cash flow statement, they can find out that the company is able to make the payment to the creditors as now and then as the demand arises, as the situation arises. To convert the actual net income reported in the income statement on cash basis. The main is to why you prepare cash flow statement, because you are operating, your revenue statement will give you 400 crores, but I want to convert it into cash so that to know how much actual cash is there in that 400 crores. Now for preparing cash flow statement, we have two methods, direct method and indirect method. For preparing cash flow statement, we have two methods. Now for finding out cash flow, we have to look after three different activities. Operating activity, when you are finding out the cash flow statement, we have to take together three different activities, operating activity, financing activity, investing activity. So whether you follow direct method or indirect method, we have to calculate cash flow from all these three activities, which are they? Operating activity, investing activity, financing activity. Right? Whether you follow direct method or indirect method, in all the methods, we have to calculate, in order to prepare a cash flow statement, we have to calculate the cash flow from three different activities. One is operating activity, financing, investing activity, and financing activity. Now, to prepare cash flow statement, there are two methods. One is direct method and one is indirect method. Now, in both the methods, calculation of cash flow from investing activity and financing activity is the same. In both the methods, calculation of investing activity and financing activity, calculation of cash flow from investing activity and financing activity is the same. The only difference between these two methods is the calculation of cash flow from operating activity. I repeat, what is the main difference between these two methods? The only difference between these two methods is the calculation of cash flow activity, cash flow from operating activity. The only difference between these two methods is the calculation of cash flow from operating activity. Cash flow from investing and operating financing activity is same in both the method. So there are two methods. One is direct method, second one is indirect method. Right? So both the method, the only difference between these two method is the calculation of operating activity. In direct method, when you are talking about direct method, in direct method, when we are preparing our revenue statement, we only take that transaction which is in cash. When you prepare, see, operating activity, cash flow from operating activity, for finding cash flow from operating activity, you have to see your income statement, your revenue statement, which we completed in the midterm portion, the fourth chapter of your midterm portion. Right? In that revenue statement, we used to calculate the net profit. That is your operating activity, cash flow from operating activity. Right? Now, if you are following the direct method, in that revenue statement, we will write all the income which are in cash and deduct all the expense which are in cash. So that is not possible. Because why it is not possible? Because for that you have to follow cash concept. Cash concept. And we don't follow cash concept. We follow accrual concept. We don't follow cash concept. We follow accrual concept. In direct method, all the revenue statement incomes are converted into cash and expenses are converted into cash, and they take cash income less cash expense and they find out the operating activity, cash flow from operating activity, which is not possible. Why? Because that is possible only when if you are following cash concept, cash accounting concept. But we are not following cash accounting concept, we are following accrual concept. Accrual concept record the expense which are paid in cash and record the expense which are not paid in cash. Similarly, they record all the income which is earned, whether received or not, it is irrelevant, because it is this their income, they have recorded that. So direct method, for using direct method, we have to follow cash accounting concept, which is not allowed by GAAP. So that is the reason all the company nowadays use indirect methods of cash flow statement. So what I want to say, that direct method or indirect method, the common thing between these two methods is the calculation of cash flow from investing activity and financing activity. The difference between these two methods is the calculation of cash flow activity, cash flow from operating activity. In direct method, they are directly taken as cash receipt minus cash expense, which for which we have to follow cash accrual concept, cash accounting concept, which we don't follow because GAAP does not allow you to use the cash accounting concept. So the direct method is not used by the company nowadays. All the companies using indirect method. Now how we have to calculate operating cash flow from operating activity in indirect method, that we are going to study in detail after this, that I am going to show you. Till that time, just revise how many methods are there and what are the activities you have to consider while preparing cash flow statement. What are the methods? There are only two methods, direct method and indirect method. Second, how many activities you have to consider when you are preparing cash flow statement? Three activities: cash flow from investing activity, cash flow from operating activity, cash flow from financing activity. Okay, so the difference between these two methods, that also you have to keep in mind. Now we are focusing on the indirect method, how you calculate cash flow from operating activity in indirect method. Yes, now my dear friends, have you revised the methods? How many methods are there? There are two methods to prepare cash flow statement. One is the direct method, second one is the indirect method. In both the methods, you have to cover calculation of cash flow from three activities. One is calculation of cash flow from operating activity, calculation of cash flow from investing activity, calculation of cash flow from financing activity. In both the methods, calculation of two activities, that is investing and financing activities, are the same. Whereas calculation of cash flow from operating activity is differed in direct method and indirect method. So direct method, I have already explained. Now indirect method, now in order to know cash flow from operating activity, I have to see the revenue statement. Revenue statement means profit and loss account, which is your revenue statement. The net profit which you earn is the calculation of operating activity. It is a cash flow from operating activity. Now at the end of the year, the revenue statement, the profit and loss statement, is showing you 400 crores ka net profit. Now this is the operating net profit. As per the revenue statement, this is the profit which is shown, this is the profit which you get from the operating activity. Now from this activity, I have to see that what is my operating income. Now in this, see, you have seen, I have written on the income side, profit on sale of asset, interest on investment, dividend received. Here in this side, I have written depreciation, interest on loan, provision for tax, proposed dividend, loss on sale. All the expenses, whether it is operating or not, all the expenses are recorded, which is already deducted, and all the incomes are recorded, which is already added. So this is not a wrong revenue statement. It is correct. In the profit and loss account, we have to write all the expenses, not only the operating, but other expenses also, and we have to write all the incomes. But when you are preparing cash flow statement, there are three families, activities, three activities means three family: operating activity, investing activity and financing activity. So when I am getting any cash inflow or outflow because of asset, they are to be recorded in investing activity. I repeat, whenever there is inflow and outflow of cash, whenever there is inflow and outflow of cash, they are to be recorded in this activity. It should not be recorded in any other activity. It should be recorded in investing activity. Second thing, whenever there is inflow and outflow of cash because of share capital and borrowed fund, share, when you issue the share capital, you get cash. When you pay back the share capital, the cash goes out. So when you issue, cash is inflow, and when you pay, cash is outflow. So whenever you have borrowed fund, you have taken a loan, cash is coming in. When you repay the loan, cash is going out. So whatever cash flow, cash is coming in or out because of your share capital and borrowed fund category, it will be recorded in the financing activity. So inflow and outflow of fund because of loan, because of its interest, because of share capital, all will be recorded in financial activity. Whereas inflow of cash and inflow and outflow of cash because of sale of assets, purchase of asset, all will be recorded in investing activity. Sale of asset includes sale of machinery, sale of investment, sale of land, purchase of furniture, sale of furniture, all that inflow and outflow of cash because of your sale and purchase of assets will be recorded in investing activity. Now, in this profit and loss, you have recorded all the expenses. For example, interest on loan. Interest on loan is a financing activity. As per cash flow statement, this item should come here. But as per accounting concept, this expense should be shown in your revenue statement because it is a finance expense, right? Yeah, no? Right now we have done in the midterm. In the midterm, I have given you administrative expense, finance expense, and selling and distribution expense. You remember that? Yeah, in the midterm portion, we had administrative expense, finance expense. So finance expense is also recorded here. Administrative expense is also recorded here. All type of expenses and losses are recorded here. But when you prepare the cash flow statement, I have to bifurcate these items and I have to send these items to their family. Interest on loan belongs to which family? Financing activity. But you have written there. That means this operating profit is not correct. Yeah? Acha. Now, loss on sale of asset. Loss on sale of asset is an investing activity. But you have recorded there. That means this 400 crores which I got as income, as a flow of fund from operating activity, this 400 crores is not a purely operating income. It includes all family's income. It includes all family's outflow and inflow of all family. All family means investing family, financing family. So what I have to do, in order to find the net cash flow from operating activity, I have to rectify this 400 crores ka profit. I have to rectify this. Since as per the accounting concept, this is right. So I have written all the income which I added already. I have written all the expense which I have deducted. So now, as I told you, in indirect method, with the help of this 400 crores, I will rectify the item. I will rectify the item, those which, see, these are the expense which is written. Now, this may be the expense which is paid in cash. This may be the expense which is paid in cash. This may be the expense which is paid in cash. But this is not the expense which is paid in cash. And in cash flow statement, we have to rectify it. We have to keep that expense which is paid in cash. And we have to remove that expenses which is shown here, which is not paid in cash. One thing, we have to remove that expense which is not paid in cash. We have to remove that expense which is because of investing or financing activity. Right? Understood. So, I have to remove, since I have written all the expense, I have written the expense which is paid in cash, I have written the expense which is not paid in cash. Both the expenses are recorded. Achha, I have written the expense because of investing activity. I have recorded the expense because of financing activity. So, I have to rectify many things in order to get pure operating profit. I have to rectify many things. See, depreciation is an expense. I agree, it is an operating expense. But, did you pay in cash? No. In operating activity, that means, but you have already recorded as expenses and it is already deducted and you got this 400 crores. That means this 400 crores is not the accurate profit. I have to segregate, I have to, what do you say, purify this operating activity ka cash flow, and in that, whatever expense is not paid in cash, reverse it. Similarly, whatever income which is not received in cash, reverse it. This is the first thing I have to do. Second, whatever expense or income because of investing activity, reverse it. Because that should not be recorded here, it should be recorded here. Reverse it. Whatever expense and income because of financing activity of written here, reverse it. After doing this reverse, you will get the pure operating cash flow. So for that, what is a pro forma? This is a pro forma. Cash from operation, cash from operating activity. This statement will give you the cash from operating activity here. Net profit as per P&L. I will start with 400 crores. So in indirect method, we are calculating the cash from operating activity indirect way. So we have already have the cash flow from operating activity, 400 crores. I have taken an example of 400 crores. So you might be asking, sir, from where you got this 400 crores? I have taken an example. In this P&L statement, I have added all the incomes, already added all the incomes and deducted all the expenses. After adding and deducting, what is the net profit which I got from the operating is 400 crores. Now, I know this is not my pure net cash flow from operating activity. So for that, I have to rectify. So for rectification, what I am going to do, I will make a separate statement in which I will rectify this 400 crores, right? By using techniques, right? For rectifying, I'll prepare a statement called cash flow, cash from operations. I'll make a statement showing cash from operations. Cash from operation means pure cash, net cash flow from operating activity. So I will take net profit as per P&L 400 crores. Example if this. Okay, then add non-cash items. I told you. There are in this P&L statement, I have already taken all the expense which is paid in cash, that also recorded, which is not paid in cash, that also recorded. In this expense, I have taken some of the expense which belongs to investing activity, they are recorded. In this statement, I have taken some of the expense which is financing activity item, but they are recorded. Similarly, on the income side also, there are income which are operating, receiving cash, they also record it. There are income which is operating but not receiving cash, they also record it. There are some income which belongs to investing activity, they are also recorded. There are some income which belongs to financing, they are also recorded. So in this P&L statement, all expense of all the families recorded and all incomes of all the families recorded. Now when you are preparing cash flow statement, you have to post every family member to its respective family. If it is Shah family, you have to transfer it to Shah family. If it is Mehta family, you have to transfer it to Mehta family. So there are three families. Which are they? Operating family, financing family and investing family. So that item you have to rectify at the same time. Those expense and those income which are operating, they should be there. But they are not paid in cash. That is the reason it has to be removed from this statement. Why? Because this says only cash flow, pure cash, rokda. So now start with the first item, depreciation. It is an operating expense, I agree. But did you pay that expense in cash? Do you pay that expense in cash? No. But you have already deducted here. So what I have to do? I have to rectify. So I will add. Depreciation is added. See, depreciation is added. Then goodwill written off. It is also a type of depreciation. But do you pay that expense in cash? No. So goodwill written off is added. Interest on loan. Sir, interest on loan, it belongs to finance family. But you have recorded here. So you have to rectify first and then transfer it to the original position. So since you have written here, interest on loan, you have written here. In order to rectify, this is already deducted from here. Now to rectify, you have to add. See, here I added. Bracket means deducted. Normal means added. So interest on loan, I have to add. Here, first I rectified from the operating and then I will write this interest on loan in the financing activity. In the financing activity, there I will deduct because it belongs to this family. So deduct from here, don't deduct from there. That's the reason you have already deducted from operating. Na? So rectify it, added it. In order to rectify, you have to give a reverse effect. Whatever item you have deducted, right now you have to add. Whatever item you have added, you have to deduct. Right? So interest here you rectified and put it in the original position. Financing activity. Interest on loan is a financing activity. So what kind of questions you may get in the exam is interest on loan is which activity? So you will say financing activity. Okay. Interest on loan is dashed to the net profit. Is added to the net profit. Why? Because we are rectifying it. Provision for tax. Provision for tax is an operating activity. But provision means you have made the provision. Did you pay that? No. But you have already shown as an expense. What you have to do? Rectify. That's the reason it is added here. Provision for tax. Similarly, proposed dividend. You have shown as an expense in this revenue statement. But it is proposed. Did you pay that? No. So it is added here. Provision for tax and proposed dividend are two items. We will be having two balance sheets. For preparing cash flow statement, I will be needing 2 years balance sheet. Last year's balance sheet and this year's balance sheet. So provision for tax, last year also it will be there in the current liabilities. This year also it will be there in the current liabilities. Last year provision for tax you have to pay this year. And current year provision for tax you will be paying next year. So provision for tax of current year is shown here, which is not paid in cash. So you added, rectified it. But last year's provision for tax you will be paying, you will be shown, it will be shown here as income tax paid. Income tax paid. Less from cash from operation. It is an operating activity, so it will be deducted from cash from operation. Similarly, proposed dividend of last year will be paid this year. And dividend you pay on shares. Dividend you pay on shares. So it is an activity. It is an item which belongs to financing activity. So proposed dividend of last year, it will be paid in financing activity. So it is an outflow of cash in financing activity. You have to deduct. It is an outflow of cash in financing activity. Right? Similarly, when proposed dividend for current year is shown as an expense, but that is not paid in cash, that's the reason it is rectified. Achha, loss on sale of asset. Sale of asset should be recorded here in investing activity, but you have recorded here, rectify it. So loss on sale of asset I added. So which are the items you have to add in? Non-cash items and the items which are not belonging to this activity. So depreciation is a non-cash item. Goodwill written off is a non-cash item. Interest on loan is a cash item, but it belongs to financing activity. That's the reason rectified. Provision for tax is a non-cash item because it is just a provision. You have not paid it. Proposed dividend is a non-cash item. Again, you have proposed, not paid. If it is paid, you have to write in financing activity negative because cash outflow. It is paid means cash outflow. Received means cash inflow. Achha. Profit on sale. Now come to the income side. Profit on sale of asset. Profit on sale of asset is an item which belongs to investing activity, but you have recorded in P&L, rectified. You have added, right? You have added. Right now you have to deduct. See, I have put a bracket. Bracket means deducted. Bracket means deducted. Interest received. Interest you received on investment. Interest you received on, it is not your operating activity. Interest received should be investing activity, but you have shown here. So rectify. So first you rectified. And then you have to show in the correct position, investing activity. So first you have to rectify this item from the operating because you have wrongly included there. So rectify first and then write in the proper position. Got the point? So this will give you the rectification. All the items which is non-cash, you have to rectify. All the items which belongs to finance, you have to rectify. All the items which belongs to investing activity, you have to rectify. So by rectifying this, I will get this total, which will be added or deducted to this total. Then, in I told you, for preparing cash flow statement, I require 2 years balance sheet. So, last year's current assets and current liabilities. Current assets and current liabilities, I told you in the midterm portion, when we are doing midterm portion, at that time I explained you that current assets and current liabilities are generated. They came into existence because of operation. These assets and liabilities get generated because of your operations. So that means current assets and current liabilities are taken in operating activity. It is an inflow and outflow. It is an inflow and outflow in operating activity. So current liabilities. Now you know we are familiar with current liabilities. Current liabilities means creditors, bills payable, outstanding expenses. Right. So if current liabilities is increased, means the loan is increased. Suppose creditors last year it was showing 60,000. This year creditors is 80,000. That means you have taken more money from creditors by way of raw materials. So cash is coming in for you. So increase in current liabilities is added. And increase in current liabilities is added. Decrease in current liabilities is deducted. Because last year creditors was 80. Suppose example, last year creditors was 80, this year creditors is 60. That means you paid 20,000. It is an operating activity, so decrease in current liability is negative. Why? Because cash going out. So current asset increases inflow of cash. Current liabilities increases inflow of cash, because liability is increasing means fund is coming in for you. Because see now, take an example of loan. Last year my loan was showing 8 lakhs. This year my loan is showing 16 lakhs balance. That means you have taken more 8 lakhs ka loan. So in that loan, don't forget about loan. But in this transaction, cash is coming in, right? So it is an inflow. But when I'm talking about loan, it will be shown as inflow in financing activity. But when I'm talking about current liabilities, it will be shown in the operating activity, because current liabilities and current asset belongs to operating activity. Other loans are recorded in financing activity, but current liabilities will be shown in operating activity. If current liabilities is increased, matlab loan increases, paisa ayo, cash comes in, cash is coming in, positive. If current liabilities is decreases, cash goes out, payment. Similarly, for current asset, assets increases, that means you purchase more assets. Asset decreases, that means you sold asset. You sold asset, cash is coming in. So take an example of debtors. Current asset mein debtors. Debtors last year was 1 lakh. This year debtors is 1 lakh 80. Last year debtor was 1 lakh. This year is 1 lakh 80. That means debtors has increased. That means you have purchased more debtors. So cash is going out, because when you are purchasing any asset, cash is going out. So vice versa for current asset. If there is increase in current asset, you have to deduct. And if there is decrease in current asset, you have to add. So by this getting the total outer side, so this plus this plus this, you will get cash from operating activity. You have rectified the things, and so in this adjustment in operating activity, inflow and outflow from current assets and current liabilities are taken here. So current asset inflow and outflow, current liabilities inflow and outflow is an operating activity. So if question someone asks you that cash flow from increasing current asset is a cash inflow or outflow? Increasing current assets is an outflow of cash. Decreasing current asset is an inflow, because suppose I have stock last year 60,000, this year I have stock 40,000. That means 20,000 stock has gone out, means it is sold. So it is inflow. So you have to add here. But stock last year 80, this year 120, you have purchased more stock. So cash is gone out. So decrease here. So you have to see only the inflow and outflow of cash, nothing else. Paisa dekho, paisa. Don't see stock. Sir, stock is coming in. No, I'm least bothered about any asset. I'm bothered about only one asset, because this is cash flow statement. So only see the cash effect. If cash is coming in, it is inflow. If cash is going out, it is outflow. Understood? And which activity it should be recorded, that you have to decide. Current asset and current liabilities are recorded here. Okay, now plant and machinery. Last year plant and machinery was 8 lakhs. This year it is 9 lakhs. So there is increase in plant and machinery. It is not a current asset. So that will be shown in investing activity. Positive ki negative? Sir, cash is going out, because last year it was 8 lakh. This year it is 9 lakh. That means 1 lakh cash is coming. 1 lakh cash is going out because you purchased machinery. So it will be negative. Here you will write investing activity negative. Purchase of machinery. What you will write? Purchase of machinery. Similarly, if last year investment was 8 lakhs, this year it is showing a balance of 6 lakhs. That means where that 2 lakhs gone? That means investment is sold. Investment is sold. So 2 lakh is outflow of cash. So, sorry, inflow of cash, because you got the cash. So it will be positive. So purchase of asset, cash is going out. Sale of asset, cash is coming in. So when cash is coming in, positive, and when cash is going out, negative. Similarly, share capital. Last year share capital was 8 lakhs. This year share capital is 10 lakhs. That means you issued more shares, because of which cash is coming in. So it is inflow of cash. Which activity? Financing activity. Acha, last year borrowed fund. Debentures. Debenture is the borrowed fund. Debenture was 8 lakh. This year debenture is 6 lakhs. That means loan has reduced. How loan is reduced? Because you have paid. You might have paid the loan. Without paying, the loan will not come down, right? Without payment, the loan balance will not come down, right? That means 2 lakh you paid. So it is outflow of cash or inflow of cash? Sir, it is outflow of cash, because cash is going out. Which activity? Sir, financing activity. So I have to, in the cash flow statement, I have to make थ्री एक्टिविटी का नेट कैश फ्लो, आई हैव टू फाइंड आउट थ्री एक्टिविटी का कैश फ्लो. इनडायरेक्ट मेथड, फर्स्ट यू टेक द हेल्प ऑफ पीएनएल, टेक द प्रॉफिट इन ऑर्डर टू फाइंड आउट कैश फ्लो फ्रॉम ऑपरेटिंग एक्टिविटी. टेक द प्रॉफिट फ्रॉम योर रेवेन्यू स्टेटमेंट, रेक्टिफाई दैट आइटम्स एंड टेक द इनफ्लो एंड आउटफ्लो ऑफ कैश बिकॉज ऑफ करंट एसेट्स एंड करंट लायबिलिटीज. बाय एडिंग ऑल दैट वील गेट कैश फ्रॉम ऑपरेटिंग एक्टिविटी. सो दैट आई टुक फ्रॉम हियर, इट इज पोस्टेड हियर, फ्रॉम हियर इट इज पोस्टेड हियर. Right, then I will take the net cash inflow and outflow of from the assets purchased. So that will be recorded here and I will get the total of this. Then I will find out the inflow and outflow of cash because of share capital and borrowed fund. That will be recorded here. So by adding and then opening balance of cash. So this four item total, cash from operating activity, cash from investing activity, cash from financing activity, plus opening balance of your cash and bank balance, all these four total should be equal to your closing balance of cash and bank balance. That will give you the real picture of the inflow and outflow of cash. On that basis, you can take the decision that how much liquidity is properly maintained by the company. The supplier can take decision that whether the company is doing an effective inflow and outflow of cash, effective management of inflow and outflow of cash. Because of that, they may come to know that they will get the payment accurately. If the cash management is not properly done, then the creditors may have to suffer. Right, if the cash management is not effectively done, the debtors may not pay you the money on time. So that will put immense pressure on the company's financial position to pay off its nearby liabilities. So liquidity, how much liquidity is there in the company, that position should be known to the company and that can be calculated with the help of cash flow statement. So this is what all this chapter about. In this chapter we learned that how many methods are there for finding out the cash flow statement. Two methods, direct and indirect. How many activities for finding cash flow statement? You have to calculate cash flow from three different activities: operating, investing and financing. When I talk about investing and financing, investing deals with inflow and outflow of cash because of assets. Financing deals with inflow and outflow of cash because of your share capital and borrowed fund. Right? Current asset and current liabilities will be treated as inflow and outflow of cash because of operating. It is an operating activity. So by rectifying some of the items from the P&L and by taking the inflow and outflow of cash because of current assets and current liabilities, we get the pure cash flow from operating activity. Right? At the same time, it is easier to find out the sale of asset, purchase of asset, that we can take into consideration for investing activity and financing activity. And by adding all this cash flow from operating activity, investing activity, financing activity and opening balance of cash, the total of this four should be equal to the total of your closing balance of cash. This is how cash flow statement is prepared. So I completed the fifth chapter of your end term portion. That means that is the first chapter of your end term portion and we will move on to the next chapter. I think the concept is very much clear. The rectification part is very much clear, which is very important. I showed you this example in order to know why we are adding and deducting here. In order to show that, I have given this example. Right? So this is why they are added. Because many people know this fact that you have to add. But why you have to add, they don't know. Why you have to deduct this, they don't know. So now the picture is clear. Why you are adding? Because it is deducted already here. It was not in cash. This may be one of the reason that it is added here, because it may not be in cash. You are adding one of the items because it is not belonging to this operating activity. That's the reason you are adding, because here it is already deducted. Similarly, the items which is recorded here already added. So in order to rectify, you have to deduct. And why you are rectifying? Reason may be it may not be in cash. One, it may not be operating activity item. That is the two reason. So in that, because of that, we gave reverse effect of this items and this item, and we take into consideration the inflow and outflow of cash because of current assets and current liabilities for calculating the cash flow from operating activity. Then cash flow from investing and financing activity is very simple to understand. Whatever cash is coming in and going out because of purchase of asset and sale of asset will be recorded here. Whatever interest you earn because of investment will be recorded here. Whatever interest you pay because of your loan will be recorded here. All they are belongs to financing and investing activity. So by adding this, we'll get a cash flow statement. So I think now the picture is clear to you. You have to identify which activity it is, operating, financing or investing, and these are rectification items. So don't say that it belongs to operating activity. No, it is a non-cash item added to P&L. It does not, we can't say that is a operating activity. That's the reason we are recording here. No, right? So what you have to, in this chapter, what you have to consider, the non-cash items, which are the non-cash items, why you are adding or deducting it, that you should know. Acha, when you have to, which items are taken into investing and financing activity, that you should know. Whether it is inflow of cash or outflow of cash, that you have to know in this chapter. That is all about in this chapter. Thank you. We'll move on within short period of time. We'll move on to the next chapter. Till that time, please revise whatever I taught you and then we'll go further. Thank you very much.